The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
What a beautiful day for a hike. I'm sure glad to take a break.
I agree. Right here is a great place to eat part of my lunch.
I'm rather curious about this lunch of yours.
Why is that? Don't we have the same thing?
Well, that's what I thought, but your backpack sure looks a lot bigger than mine, so I'm thinking maybe you added some extra food.
Well, no extra food, but you will notice there is something different about my lunch.
Okay, I guess I'll just wait until you pull this mysterious lunch out of your bag. Meanwhile, I'll start on my sandwich. Oh, no!
What's wrong? I hope you didn't forget your lunch.
No, but my sandwich is completely squished. I guess I must have put my water bottle on top of it by mistake.
Well, a squished sandwich is not something I have to worry about. My lunch is squish-proof in this metal lunchbox.
You brought your lunch in a lunchbox? That's why your backpack is so much heavier than mine?
But then I'm not the one with the squished sandwich. I was thinking that I'd see if I could pack a no-garbage lunch.
A no-garbage lunch.
Let's compare your lunch to mine a little bit further. What'd you pack your lunch in?
A paper bag. And I have seen that it's not kept my sandwich from getting squished.
Exactly. This lunchbox might look old-fashioned, but it's really a very practical container. Should last for years, and certainly has helped protect my lunch.
Okay, let's see what else is different between your lunch and mine. What'd you bring to drink?
Now, this is the really exciting part. Remember how we always wish we had something cold to drink halfway through a long hike? You know, like iced lemonade?
You're kidding! You have iced lemonade in there? Oh, the last time we tried to put our water bottles in the freezer with lemonade, we filled them too full. What a mess.
Well, I don't have any worries about that. This stainless steel thermos might be a little heavy, but I've got lots of ice cubes inside and a handy cup to drink lemonade out of. What did you bring?
Nothing quite as delicious as you, I'm afraid. But I've got a few of these little juice boxes and tiny straws. Or at least I hope so. The straws seem to be missing.
Well, don't feel too badly. I know you've at least got a cloth napkin. Most people bring paper napkins, which either blow away or you can't find a garbage can to put them in.
You're right. I do have a cloth napkin. And I do have real silverware to eat this single-serving applesauce container. I guess it would have been just as easy to fill an empty plastic container with applesauce. This container can't be reused.
Yeah, but just think what your lunch container will look like next time. Cloth napkin, silverware, food and drink in reusable containers?
The next time you take lunch on the go, instead of single-use containers, find reusable items to bring food and beverages in.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.